And I believe I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God, and how are you?
I'm doing fine. So, Parshat HaShavua.
Parshat HaShavua, which is Parshat Tetzaveh. And, you know, this week's Torah portion talks about a lot of different things. The priestly garments, about the high priest. You know, God tells Moses to receive from the children of Israel pure olive oil to feed the everlasting flame of the menorah, which was going to be lit every day by Aaron, and it would go from the evening till the morning. He talks about as well the priestly garments to be worn by the Kohanim, the priest, while serving in the sanctuary. In addition to the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, had a couple more clothing that he would wear, and so it was very, very interesting, you know, the concept of the clothing, the dress that they wore.
Yeah.
And you know, you think about it, you know, in today's day and age, you know, when dressing down is the norm and dressing up is kept, you know, for special occasions, it's really, really the theme, I think, of this week's Torah portion, because, you know, the Torah describes the various priestly garments that the ordinary and the high priest were required to wear during the service in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Holy Temple.
Now, why is that? Why should they wear different clothes?
Uh-huh. So that's what we're going to talk about today. That's a very good question.
Thank you.
You know, the ordinary Kohen, the priest, wore four special garments, you know, while the high priest wore eight. And the garments were truly a masterpiece of design, and a color which really added glory and splendor to the Kohen. Now, it's clearly proper to dress appropriately while serving the Almighty. You know, wearing special garments expresses a certain respect for the event at hand.
Yeah.
You know, for example, if one would go to a wedding dressed in sportswear, it would be offensive and inappropriate.
Yeah, there is a dress code.
That's right. Demonstrating our insensitivity towards the significance of the occasion. Dressing right indicates an awareness and appreciation of what the event is all about. But on the other hand, the person might think, you know, one's attire can be quite superficial and contrary to one's true feelings or attitude. You know, how many times do we see people who properly dress for the occasion but don't act accordingly? Ultimately, you know, we all know that it isn't the attire that makes the person, but rather the intent and the attitude that really matter.
Yeah, who is behind the clothes?
That's right. Why then was the priestly dress code given such great significance? Because to even add to your question even more, isn't Judaism about who the person is,
exactly,
rather than what he wears?
Exactly.
Shouldn't the Torah focus on, you know, on the virtues needed to achieve the status of a high priest, you know, and the appropriate, etiquette and spiritual preparedness, all this in requiring, you know, for the service of Hashem, the service of God? That's what he should talk about, rather than the outer trappings of the role. What does that make it different? So really, there's a famous philosophical question which is discussed by the great Jewish thinkers of the old. Does the heart influence one's actions, or do the actions influence the heart?
Yeah.
Now, everyone agrees that the feelings of the heart are the great motivator to action. But can one's heart be influenced from the outside by the external action? And the answer is really, is that the answer is given by many people is yes. The clothes you wear, the way you act, and many seemingly superficial aspects that a person does affect a person's life. And that's why the Torah places such great emphasis and significance on the external appearance of the Kohen, because it is to demonstrate to us the power that even an external physical appearance can really have an effect. Although it may be external, granted, it contains the capacity to actually affect the inner core of the person. I remember seeing once, or hearing once, that there was a study that was brought out to show that people who force themselves to smile actually felt better and became happier. Because the external movement of certain muscles in the face was capable of affecting the happiness of the person. So what does that got to do with the Kohen? So if you think about it on a deeper level, the garments of the Kohen represent, you know, thought, speech, and action, which are the garments of the soul. Such as garments express a person's status and occupation. You know, a wealthy person will wear exquisite clothing. People say, wow, look how well he dresses or she dresses. Someone that's not so dressed a little bit less. So too, one's thought, speech, and action express the intellect and personality of the soul. So therefore, if you think about it, the concept of clothing, just as garments can be changed rather easily, so too can the soul's garment be changed also instantaneously. And this happens, and the focus of the Kohen's garments teaches us that although we may not feel a certain way when we make an effort, to stink.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
Don't worry.
For example, the focus of the garments that they teach us that although we may not feel a certain way, when we make an effort to think, to speak, and act in a way that we can actually change what we're thinking, we can actually change our feelings and attitudes. When we use our thought, speech, and action for Torah, for doing the good deeds, mitzvot, we can create, even if it's not there, we can create a feeling of love and closeness to God, because our feelings are truly, really impacted by our actions. So therefore, the next time, for example, I would suggest that someone, you get dressed for Shabbat or a special Jewish occasion, a holiday, let us remember that dressing down may not be such a good idea. The way we look and what we wear, both materially and spiritually, do make a difference. The Kohen Gadol, if we look, was not complete without his special priestly clothes. Our garments as well must be elegant, must be pure, must be able to help us reach perfection in our servants of God. Because what do we say? They say if you dress to success, if you dress to be successful, you will be successful. Because it's in that attitude that a person has. So yes, garments, okay, it doesn't make the person who a person is, but it gives you that ability to be able to open up the doors that you might have not had, to be able to bring in that uniqueness and significance of what you're doing. And therefore, a Kohen, yes, he was going to be service of God. What happens if he wasn't thinking the correct things? What happens if he wasn't acting in the right way? But these clothing reminded him, gave him the ability to be able to remember the significance of what he's doing, the significance of that occasion. Like, you don't go to a wedding wearing jeans. We don't do things in certain places. You know, we don't go to the office to a million-dollar meeting wearing a tank top and shorts. We're going to go with a suit and tie. Well, you'll say, well, what's that going to affect? This is the ultimate meaning. Because it's the appearance. It's how it not only affects other people, it affects the person. And that's why it was so important for the Kohen. They have to dress for success. And I think it's an important thing for us. It doesn't mean that we always have to be wearing a suit and tie. But it does mean that our thoughts, speech, and actions should be dressed in an appropriate manner, that it will affect who we are, it will affect our being, even if sometimes we don't realize it, subconsciously, it would affect us, and then it will have a wearing on as well. I think that's something very important that we can learn from this week's Torah portion.
And, Rabbi, there were some events in the community.
There was. We had a Jewish woman circle. It was a paint night 2 nights ago. It was beautiful. Women came together. They were able to talk together. They learned all about Shabbat candles. They were able to have good refreshments. And then they were able to paint. And they were able to allow their inner artistic skills, if they had it or didn't have it, some people didn't even know that they had it, come out and just to express themselves in painting. That was a beautiful event. We have Purim coming up in about a month, 5 weeks or so. And this year's theme of Purim is Purim in Mexico. So that's going to be March 24th at the show, at the JCC in the gym. So it's going to be fun. So there's a lot of things to look forward to.
That's great. So, Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too. Have a wonderful Shabbos, and I look forward to talking next week.
Same here.
Be well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.